All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight. Again, thank Travis Watson and Dave Glenn for joining us tonight. But right now, speaking of joining us, we got Chris Sill with an Olympic sports update.
All right, thank you, Habbo. In rowing, we swept the races of the Oak Ridge Cardinal Invitational to open the 2013 spring season in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Serious question, though. How do you get an individual award in rowing? You know, because it's all predicated on the whole team effort.
It would be everyone in that boat gets credit.
So a team is an All-American, but it's not like an individual
Correct.
Being
All-American.
Okay.
So, like, there's the fours, the six, the eights, all that stuff.
Pairs. Okay. Moving onward, baseball.
I knew Frank Maloney would have the answer to that question. Although I'm not sure the answer's right, but he at least had an answer. That's good. We're going to go with it, though.
And then baseball, like Frank was saying earlier, number 12 in the country, went 2-3 against Clemson at Clemson, which is very impressive. Men's golf, Virginia men's golf team finished 11th at the Schenkel Invitational in Statesboro, Georgia. Women's golf, the 15th ranked team, tied for 4th place at the SunTrust Gator Invitational in Gainesville on Sunday. Men's tennis, like we were saying before, beat Illinois, swept them 7-0. Women's tennis also had a good weekend. They won the Blue-Gray National Tennis Classic, defeating Tulane 4-1 on Sunday, and then beating number 34 Yale 4-3 on Saturday. And then in women's lacrosse, the number nine Virginia lacrosse team held off a late charge by Princeton to earn a 9-7 victory on Saturday.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank goodness the Lex women came through, because the Lex men gagged big time against Ohio State.
The Buckeyes. But back to basketball for the moment. Tomorrow night, tickets are what, $10? So very, very inexpensive ticket. Go over to JPJ to see the Hoos in a first-round game against your Norfolk State Spartans. And I think we established Norfolk State last year in the NCAA tournament. Had a 15-2 upset over Missouri. So a good basketball program. I hope the Hoos don't take anything for granted.
I believe a few years ago, didn't Asan Sen tap in the last shot of the game to save us at the buzzer?
2 years ago. I think it was the season opener.
Yeah,
too.
that was a little bit of a nerve-wracking moment there.
So this certainly a dangerous game, and the way we've been playing of late, we can assume nothing against anybody because we're going to have.
Of course, we are the number one seed
in that eight team bracket. I think Kentucky's the overall number one seed, and you know the NIT wants the Wildcats coming to New York.
Alabama is the number one seed. Virginia is the number one seed. Southern Miss, number one seed. And Kentucky, which I predict Kentucky will lose, because you talk about a team that's hot, has highs and lows.
Well, let me tell you this, with all due respect
to
Robert Morris.
They don't get to play at home.
And they're playing, yeah, because of the NCAA. Now, this week, now maybe next week, they could play at home. But if the game is close up there in Pittsburgh tomorrow night, I'm looking for Robert Morris to get some bad whistles, because I think the NIT folks want Kentucky in the garden.
I don't think it's going to matter. All right, we got a minute to go. Let's talk about next week's show. Kudos to Chris Sill to helping us line up former UVA baseball star Tyler Wilson, who won the Lowe's Class Award, which is a national award, right here from Midlothian, Virginia. And David Coleman,
who's also from Midlothian, went to Trinity.
How about that? We got two Midlothian boys. David's going to be in studio with us, which will be a lot of fun. So next week is baseball, more baseball.
And potentially a little basketball, just depending on how things go.
All right, we got 30 seconds, Habbo. There's the music. Give us a prediction on the game tomorrow night at JPJ, 9 o'clock, UVA versus the Spartans in the first round.
I don't know
the
exact number, but I think the Hoos will get it done tomorrow night. Hopefully Coach Bennett and the staff will get them fired up and realize this is an opportunity going forward.
5-point victory. Spartans play a tough game.
I'll take that 5-point win. At any rate, we'll see you next week, 6 o'clock, Monday night, Who's Talking?
Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.